The United States military is boosting efforts to relocate the village of Newtok. Erosion is eating away at the Bering Sea village, and local leaders have been working for years with state and federal agencies to move the community. Now, with the military on board, the work is expected to go a lot faster. KYUK's Shane Iverson visited the site and has this story.
An Alaska National Guard helicopter is leaving Bethel to transport military personnel and government officials to the new village site. The site is only accessible by helicopter or boat. Right now, it's just a military camp, but according to Alaska's Deputy Commissioner of Commerce, Mike Black, the site is further along than expected. Inside a planning tent, Black thanked the military.
The real push comes with your involvement. Otherwise, we wouldn't be anywhere close to where we are today.
Building the new village has become a training program for Army, Navy, and Marine forces. Lieutenant Colonel Bill Morgan.
It just so happens that the needs of the Newtok Planning Group and the needs of the state and the needs of the military all came together in this very specific project. And for the 5 years of the project, I think everybody's going to get something pretty significant out of it.
The project is part of the military's Innovative Readiness Program, a model that combines civilian needs with military training needs. Morgan says Innovative Readiness seeks opportunities to train in new and challenging settings, and Newtok's move fit the bill perfectly.
To do something so far away from home, if you will, up in the remote Alaskan tundra, in a difficult place to get to by boat, by air, every kind of way, this is exactly the type of challenge that offers us a training opportunity that will enhance our ability to, you know, go to war in the future, do other engineering projects in remote location in the future, and that's why we're here.
The new site is located on a hill about 9 miles south of Newtok on the Ninglick River. Tribal Administrator Stanley Tom.
The new village site is called temporarily Mukhtarvik. Mukhtarvik, it means getting water from the spring water. That's where we get our water when we run out of water out here in Newtok.
The military, under the direction of the 4th Marine Logistics Group, has set up what they call an engineering camp. About 30 soldiers are positioned there. The foundation of the camp is DuraBase mats, big, strong plastic sheets that are literally set right on the tundra and snapped together. Dennis Swarthout is with Aleutik Contractors.
The mats provide an instant road.
In this case, it provides a steady base for tents, generators, and bathrooms. Swarthout has installed countless mats across the state, but he said the military is using him for consulting purposes.
I was going to come out initially, then I started talking to the master sergeant. He says, no, let us figure it out, because that's what we're going to have to do in the real world. And they did.
An Army landing craft is idling along the newly constructed ramp just down the shore from the camp. The 170-foot boat is responsible for bringing in supplies cached in Bethel and the coastal village of Tuksuk Bay. Chief Officer David Carpenter is the boat's skipper. He says the biggest challenge has been navigating the shallow waterways.
Well, the river's pretty tough. The mud flats are just a nightmare.
Carpenter says the cargo vessel has been stuck several times on Ninglick's expansive mudflats, but he says the grisly conditions are galvanizing his crew.
The training, I mean, you can see the difference. When they started out, I had a bunch of kids who were pretty brand new, hadn't done this stuff very much, and now they're seasoned pros.
Soon the landing craft will be taking soldiers out of camp. Year one of the project will wrap up late this week. Equipment will be stored in convex vans. Colonel Morgan says that will give them a jump next summer.
So essentially, when the next units come out next summer, it's base camp in a box, pop it out, set it up, and get going again.
The military has committed to a 5-year project. Next summer, they plan on building an evacuation and community center. Then in 2011, they plan on building the new runway and other essential roads. In Newtok, Tom says the village has been monitoring the encroaching Ninglick River. He says the military's operation is an essential part in hastening the move. South winds have battered down the encroaching shoreline, and villagers have already moved a barge landing twice this summer.
They've been moving them further inland. We keep track of them to make sure they don't fall off in the Ninglick River.
The military plans on expanding the camp to accommodate up to 200 soldiers by next year. I'm Shane Iverson.